Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 12:07. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. It's a Shaletta show. I am Shaletta Brundage. I'm the host of the show. Josh Wheeler is here producing, and Al Shock is in the newsroom giving the latest on news and weather. We'll be here until 3 o'clock. And after that, my friend Steve Thompson is coming up. So you don't want to go anywhere while you're running your errands and enjoying this absolutely beautiful Minnesota Saturday afternoon. Keep it right here. Whether you're cleaning out the garage or you're running errands, we've got an amazing show lined up. Now, last night I was on Almanac talking about my recent trip to DC where I got an award for being a small business advocate. Now, typically when I'm on Almanac, I'm in front of the big monitor and I tell my monologue and I'm always joking about something with the kids or life. But this time I was at the grown-up table, and I felt so grown up because I got to actually talk to Kathy and Eric about how I interacted with these politicians and dropped off the letters and kind of what's going to happen next with regard to these political elected leaders in D.C. being accountable to the small business owners here in Minnesota who are reaching out to them for their help. Now, since I wasn't actually on and I wasn't backstage and I wasn't rehearsing my lines, I was a guest. I got to do something that I don't typically get to do, which is sit in the studio and watch all the guests who come on before me. And so, you know, and this is one thing that I have to give a shout out to Kathy Werzer and Eric Escala and Kerry Kennedy and the whole team over at Almanac, is they always have really good, diverse, rich conversations. And they don't shy away from the tough stuff. And a lot of times they're talking about topics that they haven't experienced, but they bring in experts and they listen. And so the first segment, they had an expert and they were talking about pay disparities. And, you know, how white men have traditionally been paid so much more than women and black men, and how the difference between white women and black women fare, and how it's just astonishing at the number of African Americans in our state. This is not nationally. This was just in Minnesota with the last census. How many black people are doing the same job as their white male counterparts and getting paid so much less? Is just not fair. But life ain't fair. And you got to work around it. It's a system. And we can work to change the system. But until that system changes, we have to find a way to talk about money. Right? To have discussions about finances. And not just when you're getting ready to retire. But I'm talking about across decades, whether you're 20 or 90. And so I was like, I got to talk to somebody about this. I got to talk to an expert. I got to see if there's something going on because we need to be talking about money. We need to be talking about finances, especially after I found out about these census numbers. So I'm glad my friend Kathy McClear from AARP is joining us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, because AARP is having an online event. So you don't have to leave the comfort of your home. And they're going to be talking about finances. Kathy, thank you so much for joining the Shaletta Show.
Hey, Shaletta, thanks for having me.
Now, talk to me about Decades Discussion. It's your financial future. It's AARP. And, you know, I have a lot of young people listening. My sons, Andrew's friends listen. You know, a lot of folks that I mentor are listening. And when they think AARP, they think, oh, this is for retired folks. This doesn't, you know, impact me. They're having something for older Americans. I'm a young person. I'm going to just tune out right now and keep doing what I'm doing. And I'll listen when something applies to me. But this event that you're having on September 20th from 6 to 7:30, this is for everybody.
Absolutely. So we have a saying at AARP, what we do for all. And especially when it comes to financial security, because we know that the earlier you start planning, the better off you will be in your future. You can't wait until you're 40 or 45 or 50 to start thinking about retirement. You need to start thinking about it. And in fact, when you get that first job and you get that first paycheck, the federal government is taking money out of your paycheck to fund Social Security. It's your money. You've earned it. And we need to make sure that even the young folks in their late teens who have that first job, in their 20s, in their 30s, as they're just starting to get into their career, we need to make sure that those individuals understand how important Social Security is to your financial future and have a conversation about it. What do you know about it? How is this going to be part of your retirement plan? So absolutely, we have to have young people part of that conversation.
Now, this event on September 20th from 6 to 7:30 is virtual. It's Decades Discussion, Your Financial Future, put on by AARP Minnesota. And you are expecting participants in their 20s all the way up to their 90s to be a part of this real life discussion, because we're talking about making real life decisions and financial plans with our money.
Yeah, 100%. So the purpose of this decade's discussion is really to inspire new ways of thinking through gathering that very diverse set of perspectives and backgrounds. You know, we often talk about the generation gap, and sometimes it's used to define and separate people. But having conversations across generations really has that opportunity to strengthen communities and teach across those generational lines. And so we really believe that someone in their 20s hearing from someone in their 70s or 80s who is relying on Social Security maybe as their only form of income in retirement, that is a powerful conversation to have. And we just really believe that it's so important because all generations deserve to retire with dignity and security. But sometimes those barriers to saving feel too far off in the future or too complex to address. And again, the earlier you start thinking about it, the better off you will be down the road.
Okay. And you hit the nail on the head, because last night when I was on Almanac and that expert was talking about the lack of funding that Black people have access to just on pay disparities alone, how they're doing the same job. We're doing the same job as our white male and female counterparts and getting paid less money for doing the same job. And so the last thing, you know, a lot of folks want to hear about, Kathy, is saving, because they are barely making it. They're like, you know what? I'm not going to think about this. I'm not going to worry about it until it's time. But the time is now, isn't it?
Absolutely. So Social Security was never meant to be the sole source of income for folks in retirement. It was meant to be a safety net. And it was supposed to be combined with personal savings and employer contributions. But we also know that the days of the employer-sponsored defined benefit pension plans are, you know, they're going by the wayside. It's pretty rare if you have a pension from your employer these days. It's more and more on the individual to fund their 401k or to fund an individual retirement plan. And so we also know that Social Security still plays a really important part in supplementing those personal savings. But as you said, Shaletta, if individuals are disadvantaged by earning less than someone else, that Social Security benefit is determined by your 35 highest years of earning. And so if you are earning less than someone else, or you've taken time, for women, if you've taken time to step out of the workforce to raise a family or care for your aging parents, that's going to make a hit to your Social Security benefits. And we know that 40% of beneficiaries in Minnesota, they rely on that benefit for 50% or more of their income in retirement. And so those earning years are so critical to funding your financial future, whether it's through your Social Security benefits or your personal savings.
We are talking to Kathy McClear with AARP. They are having an event on September 20th. That is Wednesday from 6 to 7. It is virtual. You can do this from the comfort of your own home, but you do need to register. Go to AARP.org/MN. You can register there, and then you'll get a Zoom link. Right, Kathy?
Absolutely. And we want lots of diverse voices. We want people from communities of color. We want young people. We want people from their 20s all the way up to their 90s to share their experiences with saving for the future and what the future of Social Security looks like to them.
Well, I so appreciate you being here. It is a beautiful Saturday. I have just snatched you and your time away from, we don't know how many more Saturdays we're going to have like this before the snow comes. So I know you got to run. You got things to do. But I just want to thank you for making this event available, making it free and easy and accessible. People can just go online. You can have dinner at your house after work. You can sit down with this Zoom link and a pen and a piece of paper and a glass of wine, if you like me, and listen and also be a part of the discussion. I don't know about anybody else, but I feel safer talking about this with regular people and just getting some ideas. Everything that I've ever learned, I learned from somebody else who's either been through it or going through it. And that's what this is going to be all about.
Well, and Shaletta, we're so grateful for you for lifting up this issue and making it a key issue that folks need to talk about. And we're grateful for you for being our moderator for the event. So we're thrilled to have you be part of this conversation as well.
I am so honored that you all chose me and trust me. A lot of times people think, oh, we're having a financial discussion. We are going to talk to a financial expert. But a lot of times, you know, as well as I do, when we start making decisions about money or medicine or whatever, it's because we are listening to somebody we know and trust. And so, I hope that the influence that I have in this community, along with this event, will help us all make some decisions that will help us, down the road financially.
Yeah, well, we're grateful you're a part of it.
All right, girl. Well, you get out there. Have a great Saturday. And thank you for being a part of the show.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
All right. And you all stick around. We've got more to come. It is 12:23. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. And I know some of you are heartbroken after Thursday's loss to the Eagles. I get it. I absolutely understand. I'm heartbroken too. My friend Justin Pahowski, longtime Vikings fan, always high hopes for the season, crushed. Dan with a soda, he's got a couple of books about the heartbreaking losses that, Minnesota sports fans have experienced over the years. And they sell pretty well. But, for folks out there who are taking it to the extreme, it's sad to see. Now, I'm not sure if you've heard about it. But Vikings running back Alexander Mattison, he's receiving racist messages on social media after that loss. Hours after the Vikings 34-28 loss to the Eagles on Thursday night, the running back shared some of those racist messages. Disgusting, disrespectful. This man, he's doing his job. He's an NFL player, playing at the highest level of the professional sport for our Minnesota Vikings. These same people who are sending these horrible racist messages, if they were winning, would be cheering him on and patting him on the back. See, that's what you call a fair weather fan. It's also disgusting. Mattison wrote on his social media channels, I'm not sure if you follow him, he said, y'all can come at me all you want about fantasy football. I really could care less. I hope you decided, you who decided to come at me with disgustingly disrespectful messages in my DMs and comments, really reflect on what you say and how it could truly affect someone. Under my helmet, I am a human, a father, a son. This is sick. Now, the members of the Vikings have seen these messages. They have authenticated them, know that they are coming from outside sources. But people who are claimed to be Vikings fans, fantasy football players who are upset. And the Vikings released a statement as well. They said, "We are sickened by the hatred and racial slurs directed at Alexander following Thursday night's game. There is simply no room for racist words or actions in sport or society. The NFL strongly condemns the racist comments directed toward Alexander online. Such hateful behavior is completely unacceptable in the NFL or anywhere else." And you want to know where the anywhere else is? Everywhere else. For those of you who think we are living in a post-racial society because we elected our first black president and we have a black vice president and we have a black woman on the U.S. Supreme Court, I just want to tell you that is not the case. These messages that Alexander shared, I get them all the time. And the only reason that I don't see them is because Chad Hartman blocks them. And sometimes they're so bad that he gets on the radio and says, "Now listen, you can disagree with Shaletta if you like. That is absolutely fair. You don't have to like everything she says. But these messages are wrong, and I'm going to block you." And you know what? I don't ever want to see them. I don't ever want to share them. You know, I get the letters in my mailbox. You know, my mailbox at TCO is always full. Right. And the thing that it's almost laughable that tickles me the most is that these people will put their return address on there and their name. They'll sign it. It's not even anonymous. They want me to know that I'm not welcome. They want to remind me where my ancestors came from. And that's putting it nicely. They want to send me back to my homeland. That's putting it nicely. And the text messages that come into the station are horrific. So this incident with Alexander, it is not something that is new. This happens throughout our state as Minnesota Nice, as we claim to be, to black professionals who come to work and are just trying to do their job. I'm coming to work at CCO Radio just to entertain, educate, and inform, to banter with my coworkers, to make sure you have the latest on weather and breaking news, to make sure that I inform the community about what's going on, and then give my two cents about any topic of the day. Alexander is going to work to play in the NFL. He's just trying to run, catch some balls, win some games. We should be able to do that without threats of physical violence, without being called outside of our names, without being labeled, without being told to go back to our homeland where our ancestors were born. We ought to be able to be able to give 100% and still fail, right? It happens to all of us. But when it happens to black professionals, whether you are in the NFL or you're broadcasting on CCO, you get threatened. When people don't like what I say, I've had storm grates thrown through my window. I have literally been on the air here at the Good Neighbor station. And I've had somebody throw a storm grate through my window downstairs while I'm talking on the air. And, you know, that's why when you see me out at the state fair, or you see me doing a autism book giveaway, or I'm handing out Thanksgiving baskets to a neighborhood where the people don't have access to finances and there are no grocery stores nearby and they don't have cars and they need help, I always have a security person with me. Because of the threats of violence against my family. And y'all know, when I'm out in community, I have my kids with me. And so they are also threatening my children. But you know what? That does not stop me. That does not stop Alexander. That does not stop the thousands of African-American professionals who want to go to work every day and do their job and give 100% and still be able to fail for one reason or another. Still be able to have you disagree for one reason or another. Without the racist slurs and the threats being hurled at us. That should not be a part of the job description and other duties as assigned. So I'm going to tell you what. Y'all know some folks who are doing this, right? And you know it's wrong. It's not funny and it's not cute. Now, I'm thick-skinned, okay? I'm fine. I'm good. I got Chad Hartman over here blocking them. I don't even read them. I never take a look at them because I never want to see anything negative from anybody. And I don't even talk about it because I choose light. I choose love. This will be one of the only times you'll ever hear me say anything about all of that, because I read this story and it resonated with me. And I don't want anybody who listens to this show to think that that is an isolated incident. I want y'all to know this is happening. And some of you know people who are doing it. And if you want to be an ally, you want to be an advocate, what you do is you get your Chad Hartman on and you block it. You get your Chad Hartman on and you stop it. That's how you can make a difference. We'll be right back. You know, teen mental health is a real critical issue right now. Services, whether it is a county services or it is a social worker, they're being strained. I got a call yesterday from a mom and she said, Shaletta, there is a 2-year wait list on some of the services that I need for my daughter. Can you put in a call to somebody and see if we can get that time down, because she really needs to see someone? And so, you know, these kids are going through a lot. Between COVID and coming out of that, kids who are here in the Twin Cities witnessed the murder of George Floyd and then the unrest that followed that. And then, you know, we had the student who was stabbed to death in the classroom at Harding High School last year. There is so much going on. And you know, there's nobody you can call. Like, I want to call my mama and say, hey, I'm trying to help Andrew deal with the senior year. He missed out on his freshman year. I didn't let him go to school in the 10th grade, and he's struggling, you know, making friends and interacting because he was separated from, you know, the other kids at school. How did you handle it, mama, when the world shut down for 2 years and we couldn't go to school? There's no precedent for this. And so our kids are struggling. Because as parents, we're struggling. And I think a lot of times we forget that. I know I wasn't thinking about it. I'm like, look, if y'all look clean, the bills are paid, we didn't die, I didn't lose my job, and we got food, we ought to be good. And so I just kept asking myself, Angel, what is wrong with you? What is wrong? Boy, we are alive. We made it through the most deadly time of the pandemic, and we still here. Why are you? What are you so upset about? And then I start talking to other parents, like, is your child upset? Is your child always mad and angry? What is going on? And they were like, yeah, I don't know. I can't reach him. I can't. And so there's an organization that is celebrating kids, that is clapping for children, especially our teens. And looking at Treehouse Hope and the work that they're doing in community, it made me change my focus and how I try to help my son. Instead of trying to provide instruction and make sure that I double down on rules and regulations, I start clapping. I start celebrating. I started honoring the small victories in his life. And I saw things change. I saw things turn around. And that's what our kids need. They need somebody to celebrate them. They need somebody to support them. And so I said, okay, let me find out more about Tree Household, because the work that they're doing in community, especially for our young people and how they're celebrating them, that is so admirable. And they've got an event coming up and on September the 23rd, and it gives all of us an opportunity to volunteer and get out there and clap for young people who may have never had anybody to clap for them. I mean, y'all think about it. How does it make us feel when somebody celebrates us? Mother's Day, birthdays, we shouldn't have to wait for a special occasion for somebody to say, good job. I don't know about y'all, but when the boss says good job, I give like 550%. So Treehouse Hope is having an event on the 23rd of this month. And they need some folks, they need some volunteers to tell teens, good job. We celebrate you. We see you. We honor you. We're clapping for you. And you can be a part of that. So to tell us more about it, Ja'Cory Soto with Treehouse Hope is right here. She is in the studio with her cute little pregnant self. Baby number two is on the way. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you for being here. Thank you for letting us be here. So we have our back to school fall blitz event Saturday, September 23rd. Our Treehouse teens will be taking over Nickelodeon Universe at the Mall of America on Saturday night to ride roller coasters and enjoy the amusement park exclusively for Treehouse teens. And we want as many teens as possible to enjoy the fun and community of Treehouse. And in that, we need a lot more adults to help at this event. So we're looking for individuals who have a heart for our teens. We are seeking people who can come and cheer the teens on as they're arriving, help with check-in, first aid assistance, monitoring the halls. But it is so important that our teens know that there are people in the community that find them so important. And it is a direct visual for our teens to see that those people care for them as they're going into the school year and overall. And so if you're interested to register as a volunteer, go to our website, treehousehope.org. That's treehouse.org, and click Get Involved at the top of the website and select Volunteer.
Okay, treehousehope.org, click on volunteer, and then you can sign up to be a part of this fall blitz on Saturday, September 23rd at Nickelodeon Universe. And, you know, this is a really good date night, you know, for young couples out there. This is a good date night for older couples out there that, you know what, instead of going to the movie and seeing The Equalizer or going out and spending money on dinner at Kincaid's, you and your boo or your bae can go over to the Mall of America and you can volunteer to clap for some kids. You can work the registration table. This is a great way to give back. And, you know, with a lot of us, we're looking for ways. We're looking for opportunities, Ja'Cory. And this is one of those opportunities, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, Treehouse Hope, for some of you, you're hearing about it for the first time. You're like, what is Treehouse Hope? I don't understand what's going on here. Well, we'll tell you exactly what this organization is and what they do for kids in our community next. Okay, I just got a couple of DMs and some emails from folks who say they need more information. They want to go to the event on September 23rd and volunteer to celebrate these young people as part of the Fall Blitz for Treehouse Hope, but they've never heard of Treehouse Hope, so they need to get more details. So I'm so glad Ja'Cory Soto is sticking around with us, because I want to make sure they hear from the horse's mouth about Treehouse Hope. For some of my listeners, this is the first time they're hearing about the organization. So what is Treehouse Hope?
Yeah, Treehouse Hope is a faith-based nonprofit organization. We're on a mission to end hopelessness among our teens. So we were founded right here in the Twin Cities by a middle school teacher. He saw so many of his teens slipping through the cracks, and he wanted to help them either further outside of the classroom. And so he created safe and welcoming environments for high school and middle school teens to belong and build community so that they could feel supported and loved as themselves.
That is a beautiful mission. Now, how long have you all been in existence? How long has the organization been around?
Yeah, we've been around for 40 years.
Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. That is amazing. And so, you know, how do teens get signed up? Are they referred by the school or counselor or church group? Can they walk in off the street and say, I want to be a part of Treehouse Hope?
Yes. So most of our teens are connected through schools or referred by friends, family, word of mouth, the city, all of those things. If a teen is interested or a family member is interested in getting their teen connected, the easiest way is going to information@treehousehope.org and emailing us or giving us a call at 952-238-1010. And also getting connected on our website, which is treehousehope.org.
You know, I was in North Minneapolis Thanksgiving, and we were passing out baskets with Hy-Vee and some other organizations. And, you know, we passed out 350 Thanksgiving baskets. And when it was over, we were cleaning up, and it got late, and I realized I was out of gas. Mm-hmm. And so I said, well, you know what? I'll just ride around and get some gas because I'm not going to make it back to Cottage Grove. That's a 35, 40-minute drive. And I remember riding around for almost 3 miles, and I didn't see a gas station. I also didn't see a grocery store. I also didn't see a fast food restaurant. And I said, you know what else I don't see? Hope for these young people. Mm-hmm. I'm out in Cottage Grove. If my son gets ready to get a job, he's got Hy-Vee, he's got Cub Foods, he's got Culver's, he's got 7-8 other places, some retail stores. He can go to Kohl's. He can go any Walmart is there, Target is there. He has so many options right there where he can get to on his bicycle. These kids in North Minneapolis, they didn't have that. They still don't have that. Mm-hmm. And I see the hopelessness of our kids. And they say, well, you know, kids are just not doing. They're joining the gangs. And how are we going to get rid of the guns? Give them some hope. And that's what Treehouse Hope is doing.
Yes.
I love it. I love the mission. And, you know, for the same people who say things need to change, you know, back in my day, when I was that age, I never did this or I never did that. Well, now's the time you can do something about it. You want things to change? You can volunteer. Now, for those folks who can't make it to the Fall Blitz on the 23rd and cheer these kids on at Mall of America, be hall monitors, work the registration table, what other things can volunteers do at Treehouse Hope?
Yes, they can get involved in our core programming. So we have support groups where teens are able to practice vulnerability and support and speak into their feelings, and adults can come and volunteer and participate in that group and providing safe places for our teens to talk about what's really going on in their lives. And so even though that specific group is not therapy, it has proven to the teens that it's important and it's a positive impact for them. So individuals can get involved there. They can also get involved by being a mentor. Doing one-on-one mentoring has been a favorite part for Treehouse teens, as they have dedicated and consistent adults that care about them. And then we also, as a faith-based nonprofit, we want to implement faith. So in our Connect Nights, we get to talk about spiritual and personal life skills needed for our teens to grow.
And, you know, that is so important and special, because a lot of times when our kids are part of an organization and they are children of faith, they don't get to talk about it. They're discouraged from talking about it. But at Treehouse Hope, that is a part of the core programming. And I so appreciate that. And there are a lot of retired Sunday school teachers.
Yep.
There are a lot of retired church leaders, deacons, who are listening to this show, who listen and are faithful to this show, who always tell me, I'm so glad that you don't leave God out. I'm so glad. I love it when you talk about your faith. Well, you know what? Here's an opportunity for you to share your faith with these young people come on out, volunteer, sign up on the website. Now, for the volunteers, Ja'Cory, talk to me about that process. You go on treehousehope.org. You sign up to be a volunteer. What's next? Are you going to call us back? Is there a screening? How does that work? Do you find a best fit for us as volunteers based on our skills? Or do you give us a list and we get to pick? How does that work?
Yeah, so if you're interested, you can go to our website, treehousehope.org, click Get Involved, and select the Volunteer tab. In that, you can sign up for our virtual information meeting, and through that process of signing up, we do have a volunteer application. We do call and email you to make sure you get connected with us. We want this experience to empower you as well and encourage you as well. And so being in a volunteer position that inspires you, so you get to select those volunteer opportunities.
Oh, that is amazing. And it's as easy as that, you know, and it's going to take some sacrifice. It's going to take some giving up of your time. But if you want to be see change, you got to be change. You can't expect to just sit around and talk about how things are horrible and back in your day and you never did anything like this as a kid and then not have an opportunity like being a volunteer at Treehouse Hope, where, you know, this Saturday you can do something, next Saturday, the 23rd, you can do something as simple as clap for kids as they walk into the Mall of America. You can do something as easy as work the registration table at the Mall of America. Seeing a person smiling for you makes all the difference in the world. My son, Brandon, was stuttering, had severe autism, and would not try new things. We went down to Texas. He saw Let's Go Brandon flags. He thought people were cheering for him. This boy stopped stuttering. He jumped on a bike and he learned how to swim just because he thought an RV park full of people was celebrating him. Imagine what these kids in our community could do if you celebrated them. So think about signing up. Make it a date night. Treehouse Hope Fall Blitz, September 23rd at the Mall of America. Before, you can go have some dinner, get on down there to Nickelodeon Universe, take your pose, and clap for these kids. Ja'Cory Soto, thank you so much for being here with me.
It's an honor. Thanks for having us.
With your cute pregnant self,
yes.
Girl. Oh, my gosh. Just adorable. Okay, she took some pictures. She's going to be posting them on her social media channels. So y'all make sure to look out for that. And look out for the next 2 hours of the Shaletta Show.